Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And sometimes we focus on an organization that includes women leaders from years past, as well as leaders in the making. We're talking about the Girl Scouts of America. And joining us today to talk more about it, we are so pleased to have Rochelle Arnold and Katie Singleton with Girl Scouts of Colorado. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi, thank you, Shannon. Thanks for having us.
And to our listeners out there, well, all I can say is get ready, because there's another flavor of Girl Scout cookies coming your way the next time they go on sale. For more on this, ABC's Derek Dennis looked into it.
Move over, Thin Mints and Do-Si-Dos. The Girl Scouts of America, many known as Brownies, will soon have a brownie-inspired cookie. The new Adventurefuls cookie will join the Girl Scouts national cookie lineup for the 2022 selling season, which runs from January through April. A press release says every bite of Adventurefuls is full of indulgent brownie-inspired flavor, with a combination of chocolatey and caramel, smooth and crispy textures for an incredible taste of adventure in every bite. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And I love the way that reporter talked about it, a taste of adventure in every bite. So Rochelle Arnold, who is the Chief Product Program Officer for Girl Scouts of Colorado. Rochelle, this is something that I think takes a lot of people by surprise. I know the Girl Scouts have introduced new cookie flavors over the years, but it always seems like it's pretty groundbreaking because we're so used to the traditional Thin Mints and, Do-Si-Dos, etc. So tell us about this new product.
Well, as it was mentioned, this new Adventureful cookie is a nationwide lineup cookie. So it's the first cookie since the Thin Mint that every council in the nation will be selling this upcoming cookie season. The significance of the name is a nod to the amazing adventures Girl Scouts take, such as sleeping out under the stars, building robots, traveling across the state or the country, and planning take action projects to make the world a better place. And most all of these adventures are funded through the Girl Scout cookie program.
Okay. And so this is one that, like you said, it doesn't matter where you live, because people who've moved around know this. They know that in different parts of the country, you might get a different lineup of cookies that are sold by your Girl Scouts come Girl Scout cookie season. Because I lived in California for a while, and there, depending on where you lived, you could get a cookie called the Lemonade, or you could get a cookie called the Savannah Smiles. Two very different cookies. And I guess it all comes down to the bakers in which area the cookies are being drawn from. Is that correct?
Correct. So each individual council has an opportunity to select which baker they are going to work with. There are two bakers in the nation. Girl Scouts of Colorado works with Little Brownie Bakers, who has the Samoas, the Tagalongs, the Lemon Ups, which were a new cookie most recently. We did move away from the Savannah Smiles, and now it's the Lemon Ups, versus, as you had mentioned, the other bakery with the Lemonades. But really exciting that there's going to be no consumer confusion, or they won't have to be seeking out for this brand new cookie. No matter where they live, everybody will have it.
Right, right. And I could speak to the popularity of all the cookies. My daughter is a Girl Scout and has sold Girl Scout cookies over the years many times. And certainly people do have their favorites, the Thin Mint being one of the iconic ones. Tell us how, when Girl Scouts is putting together a new cookie, I mean, is there consumer research that goes into this? Are there focus groups? And how do I get on one of those? That's what I want to know.
Yes, absolutely. Both bakeries do a lot of focus groups and market research, consumer research, to ensure that they are selecting a product that they know will provide excellent opportunities for the girls to be able to sell the product well. Some cookies die out over time, and that's why you often will see a new cookie every 2 to 3 years that replaces a cookie. However, the most exciting news about this Adventureful cookie is it will not be replacing any cookie in our current lineup. It'll take our 8 lineup that we had last year, and now it will be a 9 cookie lineup. So customers will have an opportunity to buy all their normal favorites on top of this new adventure full. And I will definitely put the word into the bakery that you are interested in being part of one of the focus groups.
I just would like to be a taste tester of cookies. That would be, about dream jobs. And the reason we're talking about this here on The Extra for our listeners, it's not just a feel-good story, but this is also big business for the Girl Scouts and the causes that involve providing these leadership and growth opportunities for girls. How much money are we talking about? And maybe you can speak to Colorado, maybe you can speak to nationwide, but how much revenue is derived from the cookie sales?
So about 75% to 80% of our overall revenue comes in from our product programs.
And that can be considerable.
Majority. Yeah. Considerable. Yes.
Right. And that money then is put toward programs that involve providing Girl Scout opportunities for girls who might not be otherwise able to afford it, correct?
Yes, absolutely. 100% of the proceeds that come in from the Girl Scout cookie program stay local. Through every package sold, troops have an opportunity to earn a percentage in proceeds that stay within their troop to fund troop activities. And then the rest comes in to pay for the cookies directly to the bakery, and then for council to be able to offer programming, to be able to offer camps, to maintain those camps. And it all goes back straight to the girl by staying 100% local.
And so, Rochelle, tell us about this, because the news of the new cookie comes, but it's at a time when you can't buy the new cookie, correct? So what are the logistics that we're looking at as far as the timeline of this sale?
So our sale is going to start February 6th, and it will run through Sunday, March 13th. If you know a girl specifically, you can ask for her digital cookie link. As soon as girls sign up on January 13th, they'll be able to send that cookie link out and start taking some orders as early as January 13th. But if you're not directly connected to a girl and you have to wait to see a girl outside of your favorite stores, that will start to take place on February 6th.
And I know the COVID pandemic, of course, put a damper on many businesses and many activities that involved, face-to-face encounters like cookie sales outside of grocery stores and stores. Is this something you're hoping can be made up as things get more back to normal?
Yes, we are definitely hoping so. You know, we had a great season last year, despite the many challenges that we encountered. We, as Girl Scouts of Colorado, sold nearly 3.7 million packages. We were amazed at how creative and resilient the Girl Scouts were, coming up with new ways to sell. For example, a girl built a Girl Scout cookie vending machine where she stood inside of it to keep that distance between herself and the customers. And there were many other creative ways that girls were working on doing contactless delivery as well. So we do foresee these creative innovations on behalf of the girls continuing into this cookie program. And we are hopeful that our relationships with a lot of our booth partners, the folks that allow us outside of their business stores, will be more open to allowing us in front of their stores this year, who were a bit reserved last year due to the pandemic.
Right. Certainly, they were taking safety precautions, and you applaud
Absolutely.
That. But at the same time, it'd be nice to have that outlet. I mean, because that's usually where a lot of people, I know myself, I can't resist when I am offered cookies by a young leader in the making who is trying to make her mark. Okay, we're going to continue the conversation. We're broadening it out. It's not just about cookie sales and about this one new flavor that's coming on board, but it's also about getting girls involved in activities that are definitely training them to be the leaders of tomorrow. We're going to be coming back talking to Katie Singleton about membership in Girl Scouts. So keep it right here on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra. Today, our focus is not just on exciting news that's coming out of the Girl Scouts regarding cookies that will be going on sale in February here in Colorado, but also including a new flavor. It's enough to make your mouth water, and I just posted a picture of the new cookie up on my Twitter page, so make sure you follow me, Shannon Vridius, and you can see what that new cookie is going to look like. Kind of looks like a one of those, I think they're called Toffee Fays, but this is more of a brownie. And I've been talking to Rochelle Arnold, who's the Chief Product Program Director for Girl Scouts of Colorado. Rochelle, have you had a taste of these?
I have, yes.
Okay, so a little bit of caramel, a little bit of light salt added, and then the brownie flavor, huh? Something to something to maybe stash away and keep away from the other members of the household, because that's the way it goes in my house, is that we're all stealing the cookies from each other and hiding them. Katie Singleton. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and this one is definitely an indulgent treat. So definitely one you're going to want to keep on to savor throughout time.
Okay. I know where that's the perfect before going to, going to bed kind of treat, as long as you brush your teeth afterward. Katie Singleton is the Chief Membership Officer for the organization. And Katie, okay, so when we are approached by Girl Scouts in front of a store, wherever they're selling their Girl Scout cookies, what should we know about the organization?
Well, I would say whenever you are approached by a girl, especially when selling Girl Scout cookies, know that she is practicing her leadership skills and she is practicing her business skills, getting out there and talking to her customers. I would say, though, that the cookie program really acts as the primary fundraiser for girls, fueling their goals. And so they have the opportunity to participate in so many different types of programs focused around getting outdoors and exploring nature, doing STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math projects and experiments, and making new friends. So there's a lot more to Girl Scouts than just our wonderful and famous Girl Scout cookie program.
Right. And each troop operates somewhat individually. And so do the troops get the money, or does the organization get the money, or explain how that works and how those then, I guess, decisions get made when it comes down to spend it?
Absolutely. So I believe Rochelle shared earlier that all of the money that comes in through our Girl Scout cookie program stays with your local Girl Scout Council. And so the girls keep part of the money from each package of cookies that is sold to help fund their goals that they've set as a troop, whether that is traveling, whether that's going to camp, or maybe going on field trips. But then we also pay for the cost of the cookies to the bakery. And then the remaining funds stay with Girl Scouts of Colorado. And we use that money to really reinvest in Girl Scouting in the state. And so that's what helps us support our camps and providing financial assistance for girls participating in the program. And for us to provide lots of council-led programming for our Girl Scouts to participate in.
And for people who maybe aren't aware of the history of the Girl Scouts, I mean, girls weren't traditionally, when Girl Scouts started, encouraged to be outdoors and to learn about outdoor camping and hiking and things like that, fishing and et cetera. And so Girl Scouts, it sounds like, evolved as a way to bring girls and give them that outdoor experience, right?
Yes. So the outdoors is such a huge part of our history and what Girl Scouts is in 2021. So yes, when Girl Scouts was first started, there was really an avenue for girls to explore different activities they never would have been able to connect with otherwise, and really was that access to the outdoors and other spaces that maybe weren't as open to women. And now we've continued that legacy, but also are continuing to evolve as an organization and as a program to really keep up with what girls are interested in now. And so definitely getting girls outside is a key part of our program. It's really valuable experience for them to be able to go to camp, to be able to go on hikes with their troop, or to be able to just have a troop meeting outdoors.
And coming up, we need to take another break here, but we're going to continue the conversation with Katie Singleton. And Katie, the age range of girls that we're talking about who can be part of Girl Scouts, what does it range from?
Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay, so if you are listening and you are a girl, kindergarten through 12th grade, who's interested in this program, or more likely you're probably listening and you're the parent of a girl who might think that this is something that your daughter might be interested in, or you might think would be a good avenue for her, we're going to be coming back and we're going to be talking about ways to become a Girl Scout and you know, where you might find those troops and those activities, and you know, and that leads to that Girl Scout cookie sale that comes up in February that is going to be satisfying a lot of sweet tooths around the nation and including here in Southern Colorado. We have more of The Extra coming up. Keep on listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And today we're talking about an organization that does its best to allow for leadership opportunities for the girls of our community, the girls of our state, and the girls of the nation and the world when you get right down to it. But today we're talking about specifically what opportunities there are in Southern Colorado for girls in our community to join the Girl Scouts. And we are joined on the line by Rochelle Arnold and Katie Singleton with Girl Scouts of Colorado. Katie, let's talk about if you are listening right now and you are the parent of a girl who is maybe in elementary grades, maybe some of the older grades too, what would you suggest about considering Girl Scouts as one of those extracurriculars that might make a difference in their lives?
Definitely. So for families that are considering Girl Scouts, I would really just share that it's a great opportunity for girls to spend time with other girls their own age and make new friends. I think especially after the last year and a half we've all had, having that opportunity to reconnect with some, you know, kids their own age in a safe, fun environment is a really welcome change going into the 2021-2022 school year. So I would just encourage them to make those connections and get connected not only for their girl to make new friends, but also for the families themselves to connect with other local families. It's a wonderful opportunity for them to not only develop their leadership skills and explore their interests, but to also find that sense of community.
Practically speaking, what does it involve? How do people connect with their troops?
So Girl Scouts of Colorado helps connect you to your local troops. So you can go to our website, girlscoutsofcolorado.org/join to get started. And we have basically a catalog of troops there where you can find local troops in your area or sign up to start a troop. We are starting troops every day this time of year and are really excited to see the response that we're getting from our local communities in terms of starting new troops. And you know it's coming, Shannon. We are always looking for adult volunteers to help lead these troops and act as those role models for girls in their community, in their child's school, and to be that supportive adult in their lives that they'll always remember.
Right. And often you say if you are not well versed in outdoor skills, I mean, Girl Scouts for the adults too, who might be leading a troop, offers those training opportunities too, so that you will know, you know, the safety concerns that need to be addressed, et cetera.
Absolutely. We do our best in terms of setting our volunteers up for success. So even if you aren't a scientist, we will make sure that you feel prepared to lead girls through STEM programming. If you are maybe not as confident in getting outdoors, we have outdoor skills trainings and things on how you cook and feed kids on an overnight camping trip. But also knowing that we have a lot of families in our communities who love taking advantage of the wonderful outdoor resources we have in Colorado. And so it's also connecting and finding the families and the parents in your troop who can maybe lend their skills to getting girls outdoors and doing what they want to do.
And I know a big incentive for a lot of the girls who join these troops is the possibility of summer camp because, this may be their, not one shot, but their first shot at going camping in the outdoors without the parents along, of course. So tell us about those summer camps that Girl Scouts offers.
Absolutely. Our summer camps are a wonderful opportunity for girls to get outdoors in our beautiful Colorado wilderness. So we have two resident camps in Colorado. There's Tomahawk Ranch up in Bailey, and we have Sky High Ranch in Woodland Park. And both are absolutely beautiful and provide great opportunities for our girls to go out and get into the outdoors.
Yeah, where they can sing camp songs and go around the campfire roasting those s'mores and breathing that fresh air. It's all such a perfect getaway, except for the fact that the girls also have to learn how to do the chores, right? Like, cleaning up after themselves and cleaning the dishes and cooking, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. When girls go to camp, they are learning some of those outdoor skills. They're having a crash course in independence. So not only learning how to clean up after themselves, but how to go. And maybe they don't know anybody at their summer camp, but by the time they leave, they have friends that they're going to see summer after summer and stay in touch with once they go home.
That's what we all want for our kids, right? That they develop those close connections. We are talking with representatives of Girl Scouts of Colorado. Of course, the impetus for us reaching out to them and inviting them on the show is the fact that there's a new flavor of Girl Scout cookie that's going to be coming starting, I guess, in February here in Colorado. You may see it in other parts of the country at different times, right? Because they do different times for different parts of the country. Sometimes it seems a little earlier in New York and such.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the impetus for us bringing them on. But of course, learning all about how to engage our children in these opportunities, in these leadership growth sort of programs that will certainly help these girls find independence, find their own voice, and find new friends. As Katie was mentioning, we need to take another break here. We are just moving right through this hour. When we come back, we're back with more from Katie Singleton and Rochelle Arnold with Girl Scouts of Colorado. Keep it right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra and the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today, our guests, representatives of the Girl Scouts of Colorado. Of course, the entree into this discussion was the announced introduction of a new flavor into their lineup of cookies, those famous cookies that people look forward to eagerly every year. But certainly, we're also talking about the organization itself because fall is a natural time as kids are heading back to school that parents and kids will be seeking out the opportunities to join a troop or maybe to start up their activities with a troop again, since a lot of folks take off the summer. But Katie Singleton is the chief membership officer for the organization here in Colorado. Katie, when we're talking about girls, some might feel that this is exclusionary, that, we're not being inclusive of the boys. But there is a specific reason and philosophy why the organization, why these troops, which involve kids from kindergarten through 12th grade, as you were mentioning, why they are girls only. Tell us what the philosophy is behind this and why the organization thinks it's critical.
So we have data showing that girls who girls, when they are in co-ed environments, often take a back seat, whether that is not raising their hands in classroom when they have, you know, the answer to the question the teacher has asked, or whether it's just not feeling comfortable taking risks and trying new things in co-ed environments. And so Girl Scouts is really here to create a safe space where girls can try new things, develop a range of skills, take on those leadership roles, and just be themselves. And we find that that is often a lot easier when they are in a girl-only space. And so it's not just an after-school activity. It really is about girls having that space to develop courage, confidence, and character so that they can make the world a better place.
Because childhood is sometimes can be difficult to navigate. It's not happy-go-lucky. Kids aren't always feeling that way. I mean, sometimes they're dealing with issues of bullying. Sometimes they're dealing with issues at home. So having a group that's a support group, essentially, probably does bring about better outcomes for girls who have that support.
Absolutely, Shannon. So we find that Girl Scout troops can become that space for support. You know, we have heard from so many families and girls, troop leaders tell us about, you know, hey, we had a girl who's maybe her parents were going through a divorce, and, you know, our troop became a space for her to find some stability and support. Or maybe they were experiencing bullying at school and, you know, their troop was able to help support them through that and advocate for them. So there's definitely a lot of sisterhood that happens within Girl Scouts, and it's really something that we value.
Okay, so the best way, if people are listening right now and they're going, well, how do I get my daughter involved? Or, you know, maybe I'll talk to my daughter about getting involved. Where should they go? What's the best spot for them to find information?
So you can go to our website at girlscoutsofcolorado.org/join to get started. But we also are having some really exciting Girl Scout sign-up day events planned all around the state where girls can come and get a taste of what Girl Scouting is all about. And so we are signing up girls and volunteers at these events. And we have two sign-up days that are coming up in Colorado Springs that I'd like to invite all of your listeners to. So there will be one at the Westside Community Center this next Sunday, August 22nd, starting at 10 a.m. And then we are having another big event happening on Sunday, September 26th at 10 a.m. at the Rocky Mountain Vibes Baseball Stadium. There will be a scavenger hunt. We'll have a mobile pop-up shop for our Girl Scout shop, food and snacks from food trucks, and you can earn a free patch while trying those hands-on activities. So
Right. Lots
of opportunity, but definitely encourage everyone to visit girlscoutsofcolorado.org/join to find out more.
And can you clarify that last date? I'm not sure if I misheard. Did you say it was a Saturday or Sunday, and what date again at the Vibes?
Yeah, at the Vibes Stadium, it's going to be Sunday, September 26th at 10 a.m.
Okay, sounds good. Something to look forward to, and something definitely that will offer folks who want to get more information a chance to do it in a very fun environment while also enjoying some great outdoor sports. All right, as we get ready to wrap up this show, I want to take it back to Rochelle Arnold. So she's the Chief Product Program Officer for Girl Scouts of Colorado. We were talking about the Adventurefuls, one of the new flavors. And my question is for people who don't know, when those girls are approaching you, I mean, that's a scary proposition for a young child to go up to an adult and initiate what's essentially a sales pitch. How do girls, I guess, get up the courage to do that? I mean, do they get any sort of like background or training in this? Or and I assume it gets better with time, but, you know, how do they do this?
Yes, we do provide opportunities for girls to work on their business skills, sales skills, and part of that is their ask, how to approach a stranger and make the ask, and more importantly, how to gracefully accept a no and then move on to the next customer. We do provide trainings at multiple levels. We provide trainings for troop cookie managers, the adult volunteer at the troop level, as well as the caregiver level, and then again, as well at the girl level. We also offer what we call rallies, where girls can attend these events where we have different stations set up that walk the girl through different practicals of what she could encounter while selling her cookies, from making the ask to money management and counting back change and understanding the product and understanding which products maybe have peanut butter or which products have dairy, which products are gluten-free, and what our lineup is, so that the girls are feeling confident and comfortable while selling their product. And it can be scary, but I think the best practice is practice itself, that once they're used to approaching a stranger and maybe used to hearing that no, that they're building that confidence to ask anyone.
Right, right. Almost anything new that you try is scary, right? And certainly this is one way that young kids and even teenagers can get involved in doing something that really challenges their comfort zone and makes them improve on skills that will be useful in their future. I have to admit, I always admit this when I have the Girl Scouts of Colorado on, is that I do have a background as being a mom of a Girl Scout, as well as being a leader of a Girl Scout troop for many years. Some of the most memorable and valuable experiences, I think, of our lives have been tied up in our Girl Scout time. So certainly hats off to the organization, and good luck with cookie sales coming up in February to all the girls and parents who are listening out there. And again, if you want more information about some of the activities and membership that we've been talking about, the website to go check out is girlscoutsofcolorado.org. Rochelle Arnold, thanks for your participation today.
Thank you, Shannon.
And Katie Singleton, really appreciate hearing about membership opportunities.
Thank you, and thanks for volunteering, Shannon.
Oh, it was literally my pleasure, and I certainly wouldn't have had all the wonderful outdoor experiences that I have had if it weren't for those special times. Of course, I can't carry a tune, so I'm not very good at the campfire songs. It's the only downside of being someone who's not a singer, is you can't do those campfire songs. All right, you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We hope you have a great Wednesday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.